This podcast is one in a series titled From the Soil with Solicito, hosted by Lifetime Senior Certified Landscape Professional Jim Solicito of Solicito Landscaping Nursery, Howlett Hill Road, Syracuse. These commentaries focus on landscape management practices that use only natural products and methods safe for the environment and that bring beauty to the landscape. And now, Jim Solicito.
When we put our garbage outside every week, it magically disappears to the land of away. Nothing could be more wrong. Plastics, like diamonds, are forever. If Christopher Columbus had brought a styrofoam cup of coffee to the New World, it would still be here today. It takes about 500 years for styrofoam to break down, and we don't even know into what. That Bic lighter will take thousands of years. Again, not our problem, just our descendants. The good news is that paper and organic matter can break down in a matter of weeks, but not if they're held hostage inside a plastic bag. Those plastic six-pack holders, convenient as they might be, will last 450 years. Ouch! My biggest pet peeve, because I see people throwing them out into the world the rest of us share, are cigarette butts. These are cellulose, a form of plastic, and they can take up to 25 years to break down. Not to mention the release of cadmium, lead, and arsenic that they filtered. Double ouch and yikes. But we use landfills because they're the cheapest alternative out there, at least for now. The largest man-made structure on the planet is not the Great Wall of China, nor the Pyramids of Egypt. It's the Fresh Kills landfill on Staten Island, at 2,200 acres and higher than the Statue of Liberty. This is clearly visible from space. Now, I remember a diaper service washing cloth diapers when our kids were growing up. Those services are long gone, and the alternative is to wash the diapers yourself, or use disposable ones. The answer to the junk pile is to first reduce what we're using, and second, to figure out a way to reuse it. And if you can't do either, then we need to recycle or compost. In 1979, in the United States, the production of plastic became greater than the production of steel. That's when we were cranking out the material in the steel mills. Today, it's far worse. Now, what to do? Well, small steps are the beginning of a larger journey. Set the example. When you have take-home food from a restaurant, bring a dish to put it in that you can reuse. Yeah, portion control may be another topic down the line, but I like getting two meals for the price of one. Just bring a bin when you go out to eat. That's pretty simple. Do the correct recycling, even if it means taking an extra step to do so. Batteries may be the biggest pain, but by taking a few small steps now, by the time the future generations refer to us as Christopher Columbus types, our world may still be supporting plant life and the people who depend upon it. I'm Jim Solicito, and let's all work together to keep things cleaner for the future.
From the Soil with Solicito is a production of WRVO Public Media. The entire series is available as podcasts at wrvo.org/Solicito. If you have a question for Jim about your home landscaping, visit Solicito.com and click on Contact or call 315-468-1142.